So, Councillor O'Boyle, in relation to a motion you raised in the chamber there today, just in relation to bereaved partners, can you tell us a little bit about the issue, why it's so important, and just your own thoughts on it as well, please?
Well, currently, the only the bereaved partner of a married couple can access the widow's or widower's pension. But thanks to a Supreme Court ruling in January 2024, after a successful case taken by John O'Mara and his three children, the government have been ordered to end the discrimination to non-marital families.
And it's so important because it's a kind of process that people that have to deal with a bereavement, they're going through enough right now that you're trying to make the whole situation easier for them, that they shouldn't have to fight for everything in the immediate aftermath, and you're keen for everything to just be as accessible as possible, or as at least as easy as possible for those involved.
Yeah, unfortunately, applications are still being denied by the Department of Social Protection. This is something that should be done because the Supreme Court ruled it to be done nearly a year ago. There's many grieving partners who are being refused, and it's the last thing you need to be trying to get sorted is this. So we're urging the TDs and senators who were recently elected to try and get this bill passed. It's something that does affect many people, so hopefully the less hassle on people when they're going through bereavement or grief, the better.
And it's, as well as that, it's a very important motion for the future as well, isn't it? Because as we're seeing more and more couples perhaps aren't getting married, and there's different dynamics and different relationships, it's just important to have these frameworks in place that, well, it's, I suppose that is keeping up with modern times, isn't it?
Yeah, times change, relationships change, but the fact, as long as you're cohabitating with a partner, this should be something that you should be able to access fairly handily. But unfortunately, as the case is not at the minute, and hopefully the new TDs that are in, and maybe the senators, they can put a wee bit of pressure on it to enact this bill. This is something that needs to be brought forward fairly quickly to stop any extra pressure on families going through a bereavement.